Welcome to Reclaiming Womanhood, where we encourage you to boldly become the woman God has perfectly designed you to be. I am your host, Allison Powers, and today we are diving into another powerful topic that will empower you through God's Word to go against the grain of today's culture, reclaim womanhood, and walk it out as moms, wives, and sisters in Christ. Let's get into today's show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Reclaiming Womanhood podcast. This is your host, Allison Powers, and I am joined today by a special guest back by popular demand, my very own husband, Luke. Say hello.
Hello.
And today is episode number 24, I believe, and it is the 25th. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so I thought no greater time to do an episode on gratitude than today. And so that is just what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking about 20 things that 2020 has made me grateful for. And Luke has not been prepped for this at all. He's just joining me in for the conversation. So, we're just going to get started. So it may expand a little bit beyond 20 things, but we're going to get started. So 2020, would you agree, has been a pretty weird, different year?
Yes, I would agree with that.
And so I noticed for myself that as I went through 2020, I was finding myself more grateful than I have been in recent years over some small things and that I've definitely taken for granted in the past. So I made a list of those things, and I'm going to go through them. So top of my list, and they're not in any special order. I literally wrote this list very quickly in like what was popping in my head, so don't feel like it's in like any importance order. So the first thing I said that I was thankful for in 2020 was homeschooling and the ability to homeschool, because obviously so many families were forced into homeschooling and we didn't have to like make any major changes in our family with all that was going on. Like, we just kept cruising along and the kids weren't really aware of entirely of everything that was going on in the world. And so that was my number one thing.
I didn't think they were in order.
Oh, well, I mean, it was my first thing on the list. I'm sure you'd agree.
Yes, that was an easy transition for us. I mean, it was basically just day to day. There was really no change in our lifestyle.
Right.
With that.
Definitely. And I was also thankful that so many families, I know of several people who were thinking about homeschooling and they were scared to. And this was the thing that pushed them over, obviously, it forced them into homeschooling, and it actually became such a blessing for them. I'm thinking of one specific family right now, and she was super nervous to get started, and I talked to her recently, and she's like, this is the best decision we ever made in our family, and she was just so thankful to have made that switch, which I actually think she switched right before COVID happened, and then, you know, everything went into place. Okay, next thing I'm thankful for, COVID made me realize how thankful, or I should say 2020. How thankful I am for people. I know that seems like really basic, and friends, but remember when we originally were shut down back in March?
Yes.
And we were following all the rules and we were like not seeing our friends. We like FaceTimed our friends to like, I wanted to play heads up with them. And then the first time they came over, it was like,
You don't realize how big of a part your close friends and, you know, family, obviously, you know, play such a huge role in your life. And, just, you know, sharing your feelings and just gathering together and laughing and enjoying each other's company.
Definitely. It was definitely a huge...
And it was a good time to weed out some of the bad ones.
So... No comment there. Anyways, I noticed that like during 2020 or when we first started gathering again with our friends before we were allowed to, we totally broke the rules. We would stay 6 feet apart. We would there was alcohol being sprayed on the door handles. Everyone would constantly put sanitizer on. It was so crazy and silly. We would do basically anything though to get together with our friends because we just missed them so much and our family. I remember the first time my parents and your parents hugged the kids. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And it was just like a moment like, wow, you get to hug them again. Definitely eye opener for how important people, family, friends, humans are. We were created for fellowship. Okay, number three, if I had to top my list, this probably would top the list if I was going to do it in order. I've realized how much for granted I take worshiping together, going to church, praying with people or prayer in general, all those things I'm going to kind of lump into one category. Yeah, that was something that I realized how grateful I am for in our mm-hmm. country. Got anything to say about that?
Yeah, no, it's a incredible thing that we are able to do. And yeah, it's just not the same when you're in front of your TV.
Definitely not.
Watching.
Right. Hebrews 10:25 says this, do not neglect to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day draw near. And I think that's an important thing to remember, because sometimes, and for some people, unfortunately, I think the online thing has replaced going to church out of maybe fear or trying to be cautious. And I get it that it's important for certain demographics to be cautious. But if you have the opportunity to go to church in person, I encourage you to do it, because there is something about believers congregating together and worshiping with each other and praying together.
Correct.
I had 1 John 1:7 also highlighted, and I just want to read that really quick. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And I think I just highlighted that because I think it's important that we fellowship with each other, meaning we get together. And I think just as human beings, we tend towards sin. That's why Jesus came and died for us. And when we tend towards sin, it's easy to continue living in that sin when we isolate ourselves and stay alone. But that's why I think it's so important to gather together throughout the week, at least on Sundays, and so that you can live in the light. It's a lot harder to live in your secret sin than when you're actually seeing fellow believers who are like-minded and are going to hold you accountable to things.
Yeah. Yes. Accountability.
Accountability. So, church, awesome. Thankful for that. Okay, another thing I'm thankful for, I think we're on number four, is our home, our property, being home, being less busy, all that in one thing. We spent a lot more time at home, obviously.
Well, I don't know about less busy.
We were for a little bit. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Maybe some people were.
We were a lot less busy from like March, April, May. I was like, and then I started the podcast in June, and then I added 500 other things to my schedule that I said I wasn't going to do, but here we are. But for those few months, not being busy, not having any extracurricular activities for the kids, it was awesome. I thought it was so good. And I'm really thankful. It made me realize how thankful I am for our home and like just like our property, being able to escape to different parts of our property and like enjoy each other's company and not feel like we're, I don't know. I'm just thankful for it.
Yeah. No, very blessed with all that.
Definitely. You were working from home a lot, and mm-hmm. I was very thankful, more than I've ever been, for our barn that we have, because you made oftentimes your home office up in the barn. So you felt like you weren't, like we could continue doing school right in the house, and you did your, and we weren't interrupting each other. And then we got to spend a lot of time together.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot.
This is one of the things we spent a lot of time doing though. Number five, I said bonfires. I never realized how much I'm thankful for bonfires. I don't have much to say about that, just how much fun they are.
Yeah.
We've had moments.
Yeah, just something that we've added to our lives. It's been great. The kids enjoy it and our friends enjoy it.
We probably had more bonfires in 2020 than we ever had in any year.
They create good conversation.
Yes, they do. And number six that I'm thankful for in 2020. Would you agree that the weather overall in 2020 has been spectacular, or am I being like overly optimistic?
No, the weather has been great. Yes.
Yes. I think we had like a really awesomely warm summer and a super mild fall, and I have a great... Stop trying to peek at my list.
Hey.
Try to get ahead.
Back off.
I think I have a great hope that we're going to have just the most beautiful winter.
Is there such a thing?
Yes. Yes, with no muddy slush, it's going to be awesome. Okay, number seven. The next thing I found that I was super grateful for in 2020 is gardening.
Oh, yeah.
And preserving food.
Yeah. That was a nice addition to our family.
Our routine, our life.
Yes.
Something I hated doing before. And
yeah, you really got a green thumb now. I know.
You should be proud of me. And also preserving. And it just made me thankful that we have the land. Or even if you don't have land, like just you don't need that much room to plant a garden. And we have the seeds and the ability to grow things. Like God created it to happen. And like we have the ability. And it's really kind of cool. I don't know.
She has definitely made a 180. Before, she could not keep a pot of flowers alive, and now her garden and everything looked amazing this year.
Amazing. Well, thank you. I wouldn't quite say amazing, but it was definitely an improvement. I will say this. I said this to you a couple times this year, saying that I think that every new bride should go through quarantine. Who should have to go through quarantine? Like, should be forced to go through quarantine. Because it teaches you so much about, like, not that I'm a new bride, but like it taught me so much about like using what I have in my kitchen to cook and like forcing me to use rather than like, you know, being like, oh, I can't make this because I don't have this ingredient. Well, it forced me to improvise. And I think I became a little bit better at cooking over quarantine.
A little.
And it forced me to learn how to can and do all that stuff. And that was cool. I liked it. I liked the stuff I learned. Which leads me to the next thing. I'm thankful that I feel like I'm a lot better at buying groceries now. I know I'm 33 years old. I've been married for 11 years. I have 2 children, but buying groceries is not something I've ever been good at. And I never seem to have food stocked in our house. I feel like I do an okayer job at stocking our house.
Okayer job?
Well, if you open the fridge right now, it looks empty. And somehow I have all the food for Thanksgiving in the fridge and it still looks empty. I don't know.
You must have a lot of people bringing stuff over.
But would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. I already kind of said this one. A kitchen to cook in. I've never been more thankful than I am this year for my kitchen. I kind of just took it for granted. Everyone has a kitchen. But I'm thankful this year that I had a kitchen to cook in because I did a lot more cooking this year.
Did you not have a kitchen before?
No, but I didn't think I wasn't thankful for it. That's the point. What 2020 has made me thankful for?
Oh.
I did have a kitchen before. I just was like, whatever.
Cook everything.
I'd rather go out to eat.
Fire and cast iron before?
No. But do you understand?
I got it.
Okay, number 10. You'll like this one. Number 10 thing I'm thankful for that we have the ability to do.
Is it me?
That's not for this show, Luke, okay? No.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Number 10 is hunting. I'm actually thankful that we have the ability to hunt and put food in our freezer. In the past, hunting... Well, hold on. Let me just preface this really quick. In the past, I've almost kind of been, I shouldn't say annoyed, but I can't think of a better word.
Yeah, I've hardly ever seen you get annoyed.
When you hunt so much. And I'm like, whatever. And I didn't even like venison, which I still really don't. But I'm realizing now, like, what a blessing that is to get a whole entire animal put into our freezer. And everybody in the family likes venison but me. So I can suck it up and eat it. But now I've learned that. But I'm super thankful that you like to hunt, that you can hunt. It's legal. You can do it. We can hunt off our land and you can fill our freezer for...
Now, listening men out there, pay attention to what I just did, okay? That includes more hunting trips.
He has put more time in hunting this year, and it's not been fruitful, I'm not going to lie, but I'm still have a good attitude about it because I'm hopeful for the promise that you're going to fill my freezer.
Right.
Okay.
I might have to go to Iowa or Montana to do it, but
you can't
we'll
cross
get
state
it.
Lines, COVID.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm super thankful for small town stores. So once everything hit in March and April, the last thing I wanted to do was head south to go like grocery shopping where like people were going completely hog wild and bananas. And I started heading north and I discovered like so many different little like Amish stores and like bulk food store. I've known about the bulk food store up north, but I don't know. I'm super thankful for those stores because it's just like a slower pace. People are calm. Nobody's freaking out. And I love it.
Yeah. I'd agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never been in there.
You know, you've never been in there. The first time I went there, remember you took me there?
She's very difficult to shop with.
I'm not difficult to shop with. Whatever. Okay. But we don't ever shop together. In the time that we've been married, what? We've been married 11 years together for longer. 15 years. And I think we've grocery shopped together maybe, I want to say once, maybe twice. I'll give us the benefit of the doubt.
We've never,
yeah, no. It's fine. Some things are better separate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next thing I'm thankful for, because of 2020, I'm more thankful for this than I've ever been. The change of seasons. Who's laughing?
I don't know.
Is that cheesy?
Kinda.
Okay. Well, I don't care because we were home.
Mother Nature.
A lot. Yes. Mother Nature. No, we were home a lot, obviously, and like just the ability to just—I don't know—it's so beautiful here in Michigan. The seasons change, and they change pretty drastically, and it's just so like when the spring came and everything started to grow, I was super grateful for that. It was like a breath of fresh air, quite literally, pun intended. And then, you know, fall. This is probably my least favorite season right here. Mucky rain.
Bite your tongue. Fall's the best.
This is like post-fall. This is mucky rain, mud, cold. When the snow comes, it'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. No comment really on that one?
No, not really.
Okay,
no,
fine. No. Number 13.
Yes.
Taking this one for granted. I'm so thankful for my Bible and that Bibles are legal in the United States of America.
Yes. Yes, it's, there's not really a whole lot to say on that, but yeah, I was very thankful for that.
I have a lot to say on
it. Oh, I'm sure you do, but I guess we take it for granted that we don't know what it's like not to have it, so.
No, we don't know what it's like, and I think this year has shown me more than ever that truth is not something that's easy to come by, especially like when you turn on the news, you go on social media. If you haven't figured out yet, the mainstream media is telling a lot of lies and a lot of stories and a lot of narratives, and to find truth is very difficult right now. And so I'm just so thankful that we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I think that's in Hebrews, and forever. He's the same forever, and he will never change, and that we have his written word that we can go to and we can read, and it's legal in our nation currently, you guys, and we need to pray about that. We cannot take that for granted, and we can read it, and we can know the truth and learn the truth and share the truth and speak the truth. It's so important, and I am very grateful, and that's something I've taken for granted for sure up until this point. All right, number 14 that I'm super thankful for. The Second Amendment.
Yes.
That's changed this year for me.
The Second Amendment has?
No, my appreciation of it. Yeah, I've never really...
For sure, absolutely.
Never.
We need it more now than ever.
Yeah. Never really cared so much about those rights. Really, I haven't paid much attention to any of my constitutional rights until this year. I confess that in... having the Second Amendment right, the right to carry, the right to bear arms, I am grateful for that. That is a right that we have that you guys also take it for granted. And I'm just grateful for that. It's been a fun little hobby too to kind of get involved with. And my dad has enjoyed me getting involved with it because that's a huge hobby of his as well.
Getting our kids involved.
Yeah. Teaching them about gun safety and.
Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah. Cool. Too bad we can't shoot a deer with these.
You can go sit out in that tree if you'd like.
I did the other day.
Yeah. Not with a gun.
Okay. Okay. Next thing. I am so thankful for that has happened so much in 2020 is there have been people's hearts who have turned towards the Lord more than I've ever seen in our local area. I've seen so many people turning to the Lord, meeting the Lord, finding out who Jesus is and taking him into their hearts. Our church in particular had so many baptisms this year, including yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it's been awesome.
Yeah. A lot of new faces at church. It's a very good thing to see. And yeah, the baptisms have been huge, and it's been we need more and more people to turn this way, for sure.
An awakening. We need an awakening in this nation, and that's what we're praying for. All right, this one kind of goes back to something I've talked about before. Truthful truth. Finding truth. Well, something I'm thankful for is the few truthful news sources that are out there. Before 2020, I'm going to be quite honest with you, I didn't really pay attention to the news very much. And now, of course, I do a lot. And But I'm very careful with where I get my news. So I'm thankful for the true news sources that speak either a neutral voice or who are dedicated to speaking truth. Well, I shouldn't say or, who are dedicated to speaking truth. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that, because the mainstream media is going to take any, we're talking about this before we started the podcast. The mainstream media will take the truth. They will tweak it so it sounds one way and just drive a narrative. And we just saw that today with the stock market. It said Trump, the stock market goes up 524 points because Trump agrees to transition with Joe Biden. And right. I'm like, I kind of got mad a little bit. Luke got frustrated that I got mad. And I'm like, I don't believe that he said that. I said, I don't believe it. And sure enough, I found what actually happened in one of these true news sources that I follow. What actually happened is the General Services Administration was given the green light to move forward with the Biden administration, not Trump saying, yeah, you know what? I give up. I'm going to throw my hands up and we're going to just, that's not what was said, but that's what the mainstream media makes it sound like. So the Trump administration is still fighting this legal battle. And so true news sources is very hard to find, but one great one I will put you in touch with is Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times. You can sign up for free there and they'll send you news articles. Like daily I get headlines. And then Charlie Kirk is also a great voice to listen to. He is the number one news podcast right now, and there's a reason for it, because he is speaking truth and people want to know the truth. Very smart guy. He puts out so much podcasts. I can't listen to all his podcasts. He puts out like 2 or 3 a day. And so, yeah, I highly recommend Charlie Kirk and Epoch Times. Any thoughts on that?
No, Charlie Kirk is a very, he has a lot of knowledge as a young man. So he's great to listen to, fun to listen to, and should listen to.
Yeah, and he's a Christian too. And his podcast isn't necessarily a Christian podcast. That's not his, but you can hear the undertone of his faith in there. And then on Sundays, he always does I think he goes and speaks at churches. And so he usually streams one of those church speeches that he does. So good. The most recent one he did this past Sunday was called It's Time to Disobey, I think. And he was speaking to a church who opened in California, who has remained open in California since May, the end of May, and against the governor's orders. And it's just, he talked about how it's a time to disobey, and there is a time for civil disobedience. And that comes when our rights, our religious freedoms, because that's our constitutional right, start to be given, infringed upon. You guys, it's time to disobey civilly. We know enough about, and Charlie's very honest too, that we know enough about this vaccine, this virus. Yes, it is a real virus. Yes, it's very contagious. Yes, it can be very lethal for a certain demographic, but we know enough who that demographic is. We know how to treat it. And we know that there's a risk in meeting, but to shrink away in fear and not go meet and gather as a church is very detrimental in other ways for mental health, emotional health, and spiritual health. So we need to continue gathering. If your church hasn't gathered yet, if you are in a church that closed back in March and you're still waiting to see that open date, I encourage you to talk to your pastor, email your pastor, talk to him. Don't just like leave and get mad and be mean. Like talk to him and see if you can encourage him and figure out what's going on. But there's no reason that a church shouldn't be gathering right now, especially after all this time. Thoughts? I could talk for hours about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, yeah. You need to get together as a church body. It's powerful.
Very powerful. Okay. Next thing I'm super thankful for in 2020, the ability to run. Legs. I'm thankful for my legs.
What are you running for?
Running from you. I'm thankful for my legs. Like, I'm thankful for that. I've never said that before.
For my arms.
You should be. If you didn't have your arms, you couldn't have went out and chopped wood.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't just sit down usually and say I'm thankful for my legs, but I am. As I was running in 2020 when we were first shut down, it was like my only outing at the beginning. And I remember just running down the road and I'm like, oh, I'm so thankful that I can do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm thankful for podcasts.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm thankful for. is podcasts, because I can pick and choose what I want to hear. I can and can find people who encourage me and listen to them a lot. And I can, that's what I love about podcasts, is you can choose only what you want to hear, and you don't have to worry about all the other garbage that, like, in social media, yeah, you can follow certain people, but you get totally, with ads and everything, infringed upon your mind and your, I don't know. You don't, you're not much of a
I'm
podcast.
I'm not much of a podcast guy.
You just star on them.
Yeah. I love it.
And he doesn't have social media either, so it's not an easy thing.
Normal.
You're actually, yeah. Him and I are, he can't relate to me in that endeavor. Him and I are two different generations, if you don't know me that well. Personally, him and I are 11 years apart. So I am technically a millennial, and he's whatever generation came before that. Who even knows what that's called? What's it called? No one's nuts. I don't know what your generation is, but bottom line is we're so different. It's crazy. I grew up with the social media, the technology, this, that, and he grew up on a farm. No, you know, didn't have a cell phone until he was like 20 something years old. It's just, it's cool.
Yeah, different way of looking at things for sure.
Definitely keeps me grounded a little bit. It's taking time, but keeps me balanced. Okay, police officers.
Mm-hmm. Very thankful.
Taking them for granted for sure up until 2020. Yeah.
We have a good friend of ours. They go to our church also, and they had a sit down with them at church. There was two officers there, and just, I don't know, it was probably a couple months ago, and just to get some insight of what they're going through right now, and with all that was going on at that time, and it was, yeah, it's just crazy to hear, and on the backside of everything, and, you know, they're scared, you know, in a lot of ways, and, yeah, we just need to pray for them every day, and because they have tough jobs to do for sure.
Definitely, definitely. It was definitely an eye-opener and an insight to, like you said, what a police officer goes through. And unfortunately, with the political climate right now and just the climate of everything that's taking place, and everyone so, they don't even know why, but they're so against police officers, and the statistics behind it don't even match what the media is portraying. And what the media is portraying about police officers is very, very much inaccurate. So before you make a judgment about what's going on in the police officer world, I'm sure anyone listening to this is thankful for their police officers. But if there happens to be someone listening who isn't, I say before you make a judgment on the police officers, do your research and find out the actual statistics, and do your research in the correct areas. Don't just jump onto some random news site that's going to tell you a narrative. Okay. There's just like two more. I don't know. I'm at 20 or 21. Our free nation. I am thankful for that. Something I super took for granted.
Yeah.
Up until 2020.
Yeah, we need to keep it that way.
That's going to take, you guys, I'm going to stop here for 1 second. We do need to keep it that way. And let me tell you something. If President Trump does not get into office, it's going to be very hard to keep it that way. And but even if he does get into office, we still need to continue to pray. This is regardless for who gets into office. I did a podcast recently about how the Lord can work through anyone, and I was comparing it to the Book of Esther. It doesn't matter who's in office. What matters is we need to pray for an awakening in this nation, an awakening that those who don't know the Lord would be awakened to the Lord. And we need to pray for a revival, that those who are in the Lord, who are in the church, would wake up out of their sleeping state of mind where they've fallen away from the Lord and come back, because there's just been so much accepted into our lifestyles, and I can't think of the word right now, but basically we're reducing the integrity of our faith by accepting these things, these lies as truth, and we need to get back to what truth is. We need an awakening, and then that we can maintain freedom in our nation. I don't know. It's just, I think it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah. When this is all over, it'll make people stronger, for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
People are strengthened through resistance. It's when you're resistant. That's why little boys love to wrestle, right? When they wrestle, they get stronger. When you resist, you get stronger. When you overcome a disagreement with your spouse, you guys are stronger in the end. When just in general, resistance makes you stronger. So let's power through this. Let's resist the evil. Let's not give into it and just, you know, conform for the sake of convenience. And then last but not least, I'll end on a light note. I am thankful more than ever, even though I've always been thankful for this. Sunrises and sunsets have been amazing this year.
I didn't know you were such a weather fanatic.
They have been so pretty this year. Like exceptionally beautiful. More than any year ever.
Yep.
That or I'm just realizing them more. I think God is trying to say...
God is showing. Yeah, exactly.
Showing what?
He is the creator of all. And
he's still here.
Yes, he's on the throne.
Amen.
And I'd really like to say, I'm glad I made the list.
Oh, shoot. I said people. Yeah,
all good.
You're in that group. Oh, my. Thank you. Yeah. Anything you'd like to add to the list?
Nope.
Well, not me.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for being on my podcast once again. I know people enjoy hearing your perspective on things because you're a dude and you have a great perspective and you're calm and collected.
Yep. No problem. It's a good thing that you're doing. So
thanks for your support. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great week. Have an awesome Thanksgiving and
Happy Turkey Day.
Take care.
Bye.
For more encouragement and to find out where else we can connect online, visit AllisonPowers.com. Thanks for listening.